Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Borderless Minds. This is your favorite podcasters again, Jadot, and this is the man with 4 degrees.
You gotta lose that line, Christian. Man. It's getting old.
Hey, we gotta shout you out all your accomplishments. We gotta give you your flowers. Again, thank you very much. The support we've been receiving in the last month or so has been tremendous. So we always want to like say thank you to you guys for all the support. All the supportive messages that we have received, the constructive feedback that we have received, it's been tremendous. And we're trying to implement everything we can in every episode, trying to do better every single episode that we film. So thank you very much. And in saying that, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to add some extra stuff to make sure, like, okay, when we upload a video, we want to get some notifications. So turn on your notifications that when we upload any video, that way you can get notifications. And go ahead and follow us on social media. We are on TikTok and Instagram at the BM Pod. At THEBMPOD. At the BM Pod.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna try to
anyway
to spell it, but man, you're getting good. Look at you.
Yeah.
Right, host
that's,
already.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, so last episode we talked about a few things about like okay, our experience in America. And we finished off last episode with coming to America. So now I'll let you take off in terms of what would, like, okay, you got your visa. We talked about visa applications, school application, and visa interviews at the embassy.
Yeah.
And okay, you got your visa.
Yeah.
So what was your preparations in getting ready to come to the U.S.?
Preparations. It was a lot. I was excited, first of all. I was able to go out with a few of my friends.
Okay.
But I think it was already too close to going. So right away, I think my mom made me start preparing for everything that I was going to bring, looking if there's anything that we wanted to buy. She wanted me to bring the bed sheets as well. But I was like, nah, this is enough. But I think for me, everything started being real when she hosted a party for me, like a bye-bye party.
Mm-hmm.
For her firstborn, going to study abroad. And I was the first one to go with my family, at least a small family. We had a cousin here. So she organized the party that I don't think I got to enjoy fully because she kept pulling me away. Like, hey, do you have everything? Do you have this? Do you have this? Do you need anything else? Do you have, like, she had a rundown of everything that I was going to do. So she had a cheat sheet for me. I think that's
like
what I should call it.
For you.
Yeah, like a checklist of the things that do this. If you get there, this is the number you need to call. If you need anything, this is where they are picking you up. Like, yeah, she.
You had all of that?
My mom is. I am who I am because she.
I think she's detail oriented.
She's detail oriented, man. Like when I say that's I miss her, yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. The same thing as she used to do it for me. So I'm learning how to do it for myself. So everything that I do, I always do a checklist before I do anything.
That's cool.
And
so how
I go
close?
Through it.
My bad. Yeah. How close was the party to your departure date?
The same day.
Oh.
So yeah, it was I think on Monday or Tuesday, and then I had my cousins there. All my cousins came. My uncles and my aunties showed up they actually, you know, in Rwanda, how you ask for a day off, not a day off, or you just come through. They had jobs, but they showed up to say bye. They showed up to, everybody gave me an advice, actually, by the way. Everybody said, yeah, okay, so this is what's going to happen. Do this. You're going to represent your family. Like, it was this deep. But for me, damn. I was excited. I was like, I'm going. But everybody was just saying this. And then my mom kept pulling me, like I said, that way she can go through the list again with me. So to make sure that I had everything that I needed. So I say bye to everyone. And then some of them were able to come with me to the airport. It was in the afternoon. I think it was around 3 by the time we left. It was the first time I was going to the airport with saying, and it was me that was
you being
leaving.
The traveler.
Yeah, I'm the traveler. It was always my mom most of the time. So we just go and we say bye. But this time I was on the other side and I was the one saying bye. Man, it was unreal. But I was so excited. I was the happiest kid, man. I was so, I don't know. Like, before I even go into the airplane, because it was my first time.
Yeah, how early did you get to the airport?
How early? Oh, as usual, my mom, 2 hours and a half.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, 2 hours and a half. Yes. Wait, you didn't?
You know, African parents don't play about that airport time.
No, my mom has been traveling for a long time. So okay. She knows you need to be there 2 hours before the flight. So that's time that I went there. Well, yours was what?
I can't remember, 3 hours? But probably four? At least three and a half.
So you were sitting. Okay, so what happened? How did you, once you got your visa?
I got my visa, I believe, in June. Yeah. And I didn't travel until August. So I had so much time to kill. And like, I know I already have my visa. So like, I'm ready to like, you know, do whatever. And then I started telling friends here and there.
Right.
I think I might have done like a small gathering with friends. Mm-hmm. Went out to eat and everything. And then.
Oh, you invited them.
Like, and then I think also we had a party at home.
As well.
Like family, friends who came, and then,
you know. Same day as you're traveling?
No, way before. I think maybe 2 days or the day before, the night before.
Yeah.
And, you know, we cooked and family, friends came through. And I think I had to do a speech or something.
You gave a speech already?
Like, oh, what you going to do and everything. I'm like, I'm trying to make my country proud and make sure, like, they know about the flag and all that stuff, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody told you to say that, though.
No.
It was just
I can't mess this up. I can't mess this up.
I like that. You gave a speech.
Yeah. I mean, a little, like, something saying, hey, okay, the food was good. I appreciate everybody who came through. And then, like, we're going to make sure we make the country proud.
I like that.
That's pretty much just the same as you.
Yeah, I didn't give no speech though.
Okay, and then after that, the day of the traveling comes in, and then you start prepping. You pack up your bags.
Right.
Funny thing.
Why?
I went to buy my bags to travel, and they had no wheels. Worst mistake.
Wait, you bought the just the one that you carry?
They didn't have any wheels. But I wish that, I don't know what I was thinking when I bought them. Yeah. I was just like,
they just looked cool. Stuff. The ones, like a duffel bag. Yeah.
But you have a cart and you can push them.
That's what you see.
Yes.
Like, when you get here, I think you pay for them.
I have to find out the hard way. Yeah. So it was hard.
So you chose willingly, this is the duffel bag. I want to travel with this.
I don't know. I can't remember what my mindset was at that time.
But looked that's cool. I think that, it looks cool.
Though, no, it didn't said. Look that cool because it was cool. Much harder to like carry around.
No, yes, I do. I do think, yes, it is harder. But the duffel bag, when you're walking around in the movies and everybody
They were not cool either. Anyway, so I get to the airport, I believe like three and a half hours before time. And you know, like here, like how we're going to talk down the line how different things are in Rwanda versus here in the U.S. when you go to the airport.
Yeah.
You have your family with you and friends come to the airport. Right.
Yes.
Here, somebody just drops you
off. Drops you off and you're out.
And you're, like, you're off to your destination.
If you can even find somebody to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So like, you know, family came and I think my sister just come from school. Somebody grabbed her and I was able to say goodbye.
Right.
Whoever cries, cries.
Did anybody cry?
Yeah. I don't want to put anybody on blast, but I think some folks cried.
Look at you. Jado is leaving. People cry. I'm that guy. Oh, my God.
For me, I was like, I couldn't wait for that plane to get here. Man, I was like, get me out of here.
Did you realize how long the flight was going to be?
Oh, no. I knew everything.
I know you knew that, but, like, did you know how, like, 119 hours mean or 20 or whatever, like, did you know, like, exactly?
No, I didn't feel I never thought of that far.
Really?
So I was like, okay,
I just want to
have 5 hours in layover in Belgium because I flew through Belgium.
Oh, so Brussels.
Okay. And yeah, and Brussels always connects with United.
Always, yeah.
So you have to end up landing in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a whole another experience.
So now you get to the airport, you got 3 hours to kill. What are you doing?
So I just check in my bags and then I just wait. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Really?
We're traveling, and that's it. That's it. You just sit and wait, and then you fly. And like,
what's going through your mind as you say?
I can't remember what. I can't remember what was going on at that time. Like, I think
it was the excitement. You blank out.
I was like, I'm about to be an adult. I was excited to be an adult.
I can't lie to you. I think I was also ready to get away. It was I never went to boarding school.
Same.
Yeah. So I was like, I need to be on my own. This is the right time. But at the same time, my mom was still texting me, are you in the airport yet? I found somebody that is also, because it was the first time ever taking a flight. like it was the first time being on an airplane for me. So she was really worried. But I,
Traveling by
even up to now,
yourself.
yeah, traveling by yourself and just like a kid, 18-year-old. But like, to me, I'm like, Mom, I got this. Don't worry, I'll figure it out. But even then, after I got in the airport, she texted me like, I found somebody that is gonna be going to at least the first destination in America. Talk to her. Yeah, so I was like, who is she? And then she's like, oh, she's going to Oklahoma. And then, yeah. So in the airport, I'm all here looking for somebody that is going to Oklahoma. I don't even know what she looks like. I don't know who it is. I just go, and this, and then my mom is like, don't worry, I will also text her. That way she can also find you. Like, I'll tell her
Oh
like what
man,
you're wearing.
she was looking out for her. She was like
My
she was being a
mom,
mom.
yes, she was
She
being
was
a
being a
mom.
mom.
I was first time, so like, yeah, but I'm like, I got this. Don't worry about me. And she was also telling me, make sure you read the signs in the airport. Make sure you know where to go. The first thing, once you touch down, you need to know your gate. That way, by the time you get at
Get out of the
the
airplane.
airplane, you know exactly where to go. That's the first thing you should look for.
Wow.
And then she was like, oh, I also made sure you have a layover that is enough for you to travel, to walk, whatever you need to go, because some of the gates might be a little bit farther than the others. But I went with KLM for me, and then
Which is
my
in
wait time
Amsterdam, by the
wasn't,
way,
yeah,
Amsterdam.
KLM, yes. It was 2 hours, but at the same time, the check-in bags was very long, for me in Rwanda.
Okay,
Yeah,
in
the
Rwanda,
bags
okay.
to check in, yeah. So we checked in the bags. By the time I got to sit and I'm talking to my mom, I didn't even realize it's boom,
Boarding time.
boarding time. So we go in the airplane. It looks cool, man. Like, this is the first time I'm walking. And then I can see this big plane because, you know, in Rwanda at the time, I don't know if it's still the same thing, but you walk outside.
Yeah, it's still
yeah,
there,
it's
yeah.
still the same. So you like you have a gate, you can see all three doors or four doors. You're like, one, two, three. I'm like, oh, okay. That for me, that was enough. I'm like, yes. But when you get here and you see the airports, how big they are and how gates can be very far away from each other. But in the Kigali airport, it was just, you see A, B, C. I don't know,
And I think
maybe it's
sometimes
one,
I
two,
think
three, and
they
four.
you get on a bus and then
To
it will take
get
you
to the
close
airport,
to
yeah.
the plane itself.
For us, we
Okay.
walked.
All right. So now you traveled, you got to your plane,
I get to kill them. So
KLM.
I think we went to Entebbe first. We picked up a few people. We didn't leave the plane. We got to Entebbe, and then from Entebbe, we went to KLM. And that's where things got real because I'm like, I'm here. And same questions though. The gates to get to the to go to take to go to USA. There are people like immigration people. It was weird. They started asking the same questions as the embassy asked. Where are you going to study? What are you going to study? What does your mom do?
Oh,
Why did you choose the school? Like,
really?
same things. Yeah, it was like at the
Damn.
check-in. And yeah, I was like, what's going on? And they asked me the same question. And the other thing that I forgot to mention, like I said, I was accepted for two schools, but the first one that I had already chosen, the first one. But then the second one came, the acceptance came later. So by the time I went to get the visa, I only had one acceptance from the one school in Texas. But I transferred. So they did transfer my I-20 to the second school. But the
Oh,
visa
wow.
I had, the stamp that I had, was showing the previous school,
Dang.
the first school. And then they asked, oh, wait, how is your I-20 saying this? And it looks like you're going to West Virginia. But the flight was going to land in Pittsburgh. Like, what are you going to do there? I'm like, oh, I transferred. And the good thing is, my mom told me to bring everything. So I had the I-20 for transferring, I had the I-20 for the first
Oh,
school,
wow.
I had the letter that this. So I showed them again. And then they let me through, and we came and landed in Detroit. I was like, I'm here, man. I'm here in America. Like, everything. I still like, but through the airplane, man, like at the airport, I was talking to everyone. Like, I was happy. You know, it's like birds are singing. I'm just happy. I had a few snacks that anytime I would sit close to somebody, I'd be like, do you want to eat? Do you want something? Like, I just want
Really?
to, yeah. I was, yo.
You still do
No. I got my earphones, I ain't talking to nobody. So this is what I think we start losing as we get older. I think you meet reality. You don't just, you've been disappointed so many times that you just don't want to talk to
Just mind
anybody.
your
It's like,
business.
yeah, let me mind my own business. I got my own problems. You just deal with that. But
Man.
this, yeah, we get to
Okay, so you
Detroit
get
and
to
then,
America.
get to, yes.
Like, did you eat, like, in Amsterdam? Like, in...
In Amsterdam,
so no. I was going to say Paiva.
Holland. Paiva. Oh, yeah.
Holland.
I keep forgetting.
Netherlands.
Netherlands, yes.
Netherlands. So, did you eat there, or did you just only eat the plain food?
No. Yeah, I ate the plain food, and I think I got a little bit sick, so I was like, yeah, I don't want to eat anything else. I kept eating my own cookies. I did buy a drink, I think.
Okay, like so Coke. You get to Detroit. That was your first stop in America?
I think it was that. Or it was New York, and then from New York we went to Detroit, and then from Detroit we went to Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I think that's... Maybe that's my second flight, my second time coming back, like during vacation. I think the first one was... No. Yeah. I think it was... Yeah, I don't remember.
Did you?
No,
okay. Like,
yeah, I know we went to Detroit, but I don't know if it was my first stop. Because the Detroit, I still remember because it was the first time that I got to see outside.
Oh,
like I was sitting in the airport. Yes, yes. I can see everything that is going on. It's so flat. And then I'm like, yes, I'm here. So I got to sit down. I wasn't even thinking about anything.
You say, Mama, we made it.
I almost did. I almost did, but I couldn't say to anybody because everybody was just minding their own business. Nobody wanted to talk to me, but I was just... trying to
excited
be friendly
to be,
and excited to be there. Uh-huh. So I was like, let me just take all this in and just be there. So we get to there and then we go to Pittsburgh. My mom already on the checklist is like, go get your bags. My bags are not even there. Yes. I had to get to the school. They sent them later.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, okay, so yeah, I can't check this off, but it's going to come. So they're like, oh, hey, can you send us the address that you're going to go to? I pulled the I-20 again because I was not sure. It was the first time that somebody says we need an address.
Yep.
Like, we don't have that back home. Mm-hmm. At the time.
Yes, I think I remember. I had the same thing.
Yeah. What's the address? I'm like, what?
You don't even know how to tell somebody the address.
Yes.
Like,
what is that? I'm like, okay, cool.
We usually use like landmarks, like, hey, I'm right next to a house that looks like this.
Right, that's how you tell people where you are. It's like when you get to this house, turn left, you see this, you're like, yeah, I'm like, okay. Nah, for me, they're like, yeah, where are you going? I'm like, what's the address of where you're going? I'm like, oh, I'm going to school. Oh, what's the school? I tell them, it's like, do you have an address? I'm like, no, but I pull on the I-20. I show them, and they're like, okay, we got this. They write it down, they're like, don't worry, it's going to come. And so, first of all, that should have worried me, but it did not. I didn't care. I'm like, I'm here, man. I don't care. I just want to see everything else. So my mom had told me where the gate was going to be. So go sit at this gate. Yeah, everything was on a checklist, man.
Wow. So you were out there like checking.
What do I do next? And then I go sit. As I'm waiting, this kid comes and he was wearing the logo, like a hoodie. Mm-hmm. And he had the logo of my school. And then I can see it. So right away, I'll go talk to him. He's like, hey, are you going to the same school as well? He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, where'd you get this? At orientation. I'm like, what? Yeah, 2 months ago, I was here for orientation. I'm like, what? Yeah, I got to meet my professors. I got to meet a few of my colleagues, my classmates. And I also met my roommate. I'm like, what? You met your roommate? I don't even know all this. And this kid is already, like, troubling me.
So that was it, like an American kid?
Yeah,
or like
he was from Germany.
He
was an international student,
okay,
but he had been there before and had been there for orientation.
Oh.
He started telling me all this. Yeah, they do have
orientation. Because I just remembered that you can choose to go to your school 3 months early.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the options, if I remember correctly. You can choose to go to, because usually they tell you don't go to your school at least earlier than 30 days before school starts.
Oh.
But if you want to get there earlier,
yeah,
then I think it's some sort of like arrangement, because then like the school has to arrange for you to like where to leave and all
yes,
that stuff.
Yes,
so
I
like
think,
some
yeah.
folks might choose like to get there like 3 months early, like a whole summer before, like in
yeah,
the summer.
Yeah, he got there like
when
before,
school starts in
mm-hmm.
fall.
But then he went back. He was just there for a few days and then he went back.
Oh, to know, like get familiar with everything.
Yeah,
and then
got familiar
went back.
With everything. And because even 2 years after, I read everything that was in the emails. For some reason, I was just snooping around. I went through. And then, yes, there was a possibility to come and get orientation, get acquainted with the schools, and not the buildings, like which one where you have classes. And this kid had all that. And by the way, you can also tell by when you get to meet somebody, and then I'll ask maybe later, like when you get to meet somebody, you can tell like just how thorough they are, like how detail-oriented they are, how prepared they are, and how successful they can be. Because this kid, by the time we finished, he had the medals just like you. He got called multiple times as well, like whenever like the graduation.
Like honors and all this stuff.
Yeah. And he was very involved in everything that we had at school. So
Oh,
when
wow.
he started saying all this and I looked at my, I'm like, yeah, I don't have anything. And then I looked at the checklist. Yeah, it's not there. Like, there's nothing that says about that. That's the time I realized I'm on my own. Mom has
They didn't
nothing
hit
else.
You.
Yeah, everything. You here now. Everything else. Yeah, you're on your own. But this kid knew his roommate already.
I think sometimes it's not about like how early you get to the start the journey, but like
true.
Just what
it's
you do
just
it during
a, yeah,
the journey.
It's what, yeah, taking the journey and learning through everything and then just figuring out on your own. But it was pretty cool. I got to talk to him. We even became
What was
friends
your first
eventually.
Meal like in the US? Was it at your school? Was it in the airport? Like,
oh,
was your first
it was
American?
Oh, sure. Once we got to the school, the first thing
that was your first. That's when you had your first meal. You didn't have
no.
Buy anything
I was
in the
eating
airport?
In the airport. I was eating in the airplane. I was,
but like nothing in the airport. Like
no, I was just rushing to
wow.
go through my gates. But Dang. the and then I had some snacks. I had cookies that I kept eating. The people I was offering people to eat, but
you got them from all the
eat.
Way from home.
Yeah, I got them at the airport from Rwanda. So
oh,
there was just
I see,
cooked
I see,
something
I see.
And got the cookies, and I'm glad I got them because those are the ones I kept eating all
wow.
the time. But yeah, we got there and then we waited. So we talked for just a little bit, and then the conversation died eventually because he picked up his phone. And then I'm like trying to keep mine, but mine was off and I didn't have a charge. You know, the plugs here are different.
Man. Yeah. Cause like for context, so in American, in the US, the charges are a little bit like, I don't know, flat versus round.
Yeah.
Like
yes.
around the world.
Right. Yeah.
So like you need an adapter to help.
You need an adapter to help that.
To be able to the charge. Mm-hmm. You may have a charger, but it's not going to work in the US
right.
if you're coming from abroad.
Right.
So like that's a whole other different thing. Cause like.
My phone was dead. I couldn't even text my mom.
Man.
But I asked the kid and he lent me the phone and then I texted. You remember how we used to text and say, hey, don't text back. This is not my phone. That's pretty much what I did with my mom. I just wanted to let them know that I'm okay. I'm here. I'm just waiting on the somebody from school to pick us up.
It's getting harder for me to remember like even what I did like during that first week because there was a lot going on.
I want it.
As far as I can remember. Okay, I fly. I had 5-hour layover in Belgium, Brussels.
Wow, what are you doing 5 hours?
Just walk around in the airport, just look
oh,
at
okay.
things. I think I might have bought like some coffee and some sort of snack in Belgium.
You were drinking coffee at that age?
So I had some sort of drink.
Drink, yeah.
And then we fly, like you said, at the airport itself, when you're about to come to the US, there's customs
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
But I think they didn't ask me anything.
They didn't
I
ask
just
you anything?
Showed, I don't even remember if I had to show them my I-20 or anything. I just showed them my passport,
and
had a visa, and then
that's all.
I went through, yeah.
Oh man!
And then I flew straight. Chicago was my first stop in the U.S.
That's
Chicago
is
here.
Is it true what they say? It's the worst airport to fly through,
bruh. bruh, man.
I've heard a lot of people.
It
complain.
Took me like 4 years to be able to fly through that airport again after that. Because I had a bad experience. Like, I don't know. Like, there's always something happening in Chicago.
What?
So, like, I get there. So, okay. I think in previous episodes I've mentioned my school was 3 hours away from the airport.
Right.
So, I couldn't get to the airport any later than 9 p.m. That's what the school packet said. That's why you read.
So, I do.
So, I'm like, in booking my flight, I want to make sure I'm there before 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Because if I land past 9 p.m.
Nobody's going to pick you up.
They will pick me up the next day.
The next day, yeah.
So that means I have to go through hotels and everything. So I didn't want that. So my original ticket that I bought was to get in Oklahoma City at 8 p.m. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, I got an hour to spare. I'm Gucci.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get to Chicago. I had another 5-hour layover in Chicago. So I had 10-hour layover total for the whole flight. I think the whole flight might have been like... Because I think it takes like 8 hours to get to Europe, wherever you're going, and then another like maybe 10 to 12 hours to get to the U.S.
10-hour layover though in total? Did you sleep on a plane? Were you
able to? Yeah.
Were you able to?
I mean, you close your eyes for a couple hours, but like it's long.
It
I think
is.
I watched like two movies, like The Hobbit and
you
Batman.
You
Batman Begins, because those are like some long, crazy
long,
movies.
Yeah.
And that's... Like, I would watch one, sleep, watch the other one, sleep,
one.
And I'm still flying. I'm like, that's when I realized, like, this is a long flight. This is a long flight. But
I was asking, like, did you realize how long
man,
it was going to be?
Because same day, like, I think I was not used to, like, traveling long distances. Like,
was
I think,
it your first flight or no?
No, it was not my first flight.
Oh, okay.
But that was my first longest
long distance. Yeah.
The first I had gone was to India, and it wasn't like that bad. I went through Qatar, and all, so like it wasn't bad. But that's when I realized I have issues, headache issues.
Headache.
So like anytime I had long travels, man, I had a headache, like almost a migraine. So like by the time I got to the US, like I couldn't even like blink.
Is it the air? Is it?
I think it's just like long trips.
Long trips.
Even when stress. I got to the first city. Now I'm like, no, now I'm used to it. But before, even when somebody drove to the city and came back to my school, I was still have a headache for like a whole weekend.
What?
Yeah. So I get to Chicago. I'm like, okay, 5 hours. Like, I'm good.
I got this. Yeah.
So, and then they start delaying my flight.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Because of the weather?
Oh, by the way, one thing to mention as well, like anytime your first entry, at least when I did in Chicago, we had to get all our bags and check back in.
Huh? Really?
It's like you just like reboarding.
What do I think I did?
So I had to carry, remember, I had to carry my
bag. Oh, no. You had to walk around.
It was a nightmare. It's a long line because like you legit get all your bags back. Yeah. And then.
Did you take those after custom in America? Like, because you remember when you land also here, you go through customs. You remember there's a citizens line and the green card holder.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Line.
That's where you took those bags.
I had to, like, I can't remember what they said, but I had to get my bags first and then go through TSA again.
TSA.
Oh, TSA again and get watch, show my documentations. Like, it was weird. But last time I traveled, I didn't have to do it. I think it depends on the airport or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But I get there, I grab my bags, we go, it was a long ass line, idiots. But at least idiots. I have like 5 hour layover, so I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So I get done and I start, like, I remember like seeing in the airport in Chicago, I'm like, oh, this is huge.
Right.
But then I'm like looking at all these, excuse me, fast food restaurants. So I had never seen like that many fast food restaurants. One of the big, first shocks or impressions was, you know how back home you have like times to eat?
Right.
So, like, you can't really find food at 5 p.m. anywhere in a restaurant. So, yes. Like, okay, breakfast is at this time, lunch is at this time, dinner is at this time. But it was very kind of, like, surprising to me to see, like,
fast food.
I arrived at, like, 4 p.m. somewhere, 4 p.m. or 3 p.m. and people are still eating. Mm-hmm. So, that was, like, a first one because I'm like, why are these people eating at this time?
Did you join?
No.
You waited till dinner for you?
So like, I can't remember if I ate anything then. I don't think I did.
Right.
So we get to Chicago. Now they start delaying my flight and they start changing gates. Oh, so now I start stressing.
Do you still have your bags or you already checked them in?
No, I already checked them in. So okay. Now I only have like my backpack.
Just, yeah.
And fortunately, I'm with like another guy that we flew from Rwanda. He was going to Oklahoma.
Oh, nice. And did you meet by accident?
Yeah, oh, I didn't even know. And we just met like that. Yeah. And so we were roaming around the airport, just killing time. We were going to be on the same. We flew the same flight from Rwanda to Belgium, from Belgium to Chicago.
Right.
And then we were waiting from Chicago to Oklahoma City. My 5 hour layover ended up being an 8 hour layover. So I didn't get it to Oklahoma City until midnight.
Oh, you missed your bus.
Lord have mercy. Man. And my phone is like a 15 or 13%, and I can't charge. Remember how you mentioned, like, you don't, I have a charger, but I can't charge.
You can plug it in.
And then that's when you start seeing things like, okay, there's chargers at the airport, but you gotta pay. I'm like, mm-mm.
You didn't want to pay?
Mm-mm.
But you have 50%, so that's not too bad.
No, 13, 15, 1.5. Yeah, so it's like, but remember I mentioned in the previous episodes that I have my brother here. So I was talking to him via WhatsApp.
Okay.
I would just connect to the Wi-Fi, talking to him like, hey, this is what happened. So I'm like, we get to Oklahoma City.
No, before you get to that, like when it gets to 8 hours, oh, like what's going through your
head? I started
head?
Trying to find quarters. Like I think I would buy, I had bought something and I had some quarters, US quarters.
Did you even know how to phones. Count those?
I mean, like a coin, it's like a coin.
It's coin, but there's quarters, there's dimes.
I don't know, I just kept putting something in the phone.
And it comes back.
Yeah. I was trying to call. Yeah. The school, like, hey, I'm gonna be late and everything, but come to think of it now, right now, nobody was gonna pick up at 6 p.m., 8 p.m. They're already out of office, and I think it might have been a weekend, I believe.
Oh, they already have a list of who they're coming to pick up, so it's arranged. If it's you're not there, then
so there's nobody in office to pick up the call.
Yeah,
man. So I get to Oklahoma City midnight, but my friend, I'm like, usually when you like struggling with somebody, it's like less stressful. than when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
So and then he gets, he gets picked up. My friend, we were having Oklahoma City. He was going to Oklahoma Christian.
Oh, different school.
He was going to Oklahoma Christian, which is like somewhere near Oklahoma City. And so he gets picked up. I was like, oh, crap.
Now you start panicking.
Now you're like a one-man army. Bad. Oh, man. So now I'm like, okay. I just kept going outside a few times like to see if I could see a school van.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. So I'm like, I told my brother, I think like, hey, I think the bus is gone.
Right.
So I think he texted me like an address of a hotel nearby.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Shout out to brother, man.
But then, so now I have to like conjure anything, get any English that I have left in me to get a cab.
So you didn't speak no English?
I thought I did. I thought I did. So you think you know English until you get to America? Because like they'd be the way they speak is just too fast. Like
yeah,
you can't get nothing. Do. So you're just looking at them like,
what are you saying?
Yeah.
What
are you talking about? I'm able to like talk to this cab driver. You know how every airport has like a bunch of cabs.
Yeah, they're just waiting outside.
And then just like show him like an address, and he knows the hotel. He takes me to the hotel.
So and wait, what was the communication style there?
Hey, can you go? Can you take me to this hotel?
That's what you said.
Yes. Yeah. At least as clear as I could. He is like, okay, get in. And again, remember, I have my duffel bags, two of them, and a backpack. So he takes me to the hotel. I get there. I try to check in. I'm like, hey, okay, do you guys have a room? He comes in with me, the cab driver.
Oh, nice.
He comes in with me. Like, hey, do you, have a free room?
So he realized you're a student.
Not yet. But so I asked, like, do you have any rooms? And I'm like, yeah, we have it. It was a lady. She was like, yeah, we have rooms. I was like, how much? I don't even know how I was able to ask how much. She was like, $110 a night. I was like, mm-mm. So like, remember, I'm just fresh off the plane.
Yes.
So I'm converting everything, currency.
I remember the same thing.
Every single thing.
How is this in Rwandan francs? How much is this in Rwandan francs?
So then I'm like, 110, like that's like one hell of a luxurious trip and hotel back home.
Yes.
So I'm like, 110 for just like one night? I'm like, nah, I can't do that.
Why did your brother?
No, that was because my friend was about to die. So I was like, I just had to figure out ish myself.
Right.
And okay, so I tell the lady, like, could you recommend a hotel nearby that's cheaper?
Yeah.
I don't even know how I said it, but I said it.
You said something. It's like
And then she talked to the driver, like, hey, take him to X hotel. Yeah. Like the hotel nearby. He was like, oh, it's across this and that and that and that.
He took
it. It might be cheaper. So the guy takes me there.
Pay again.
And
did you pay?
Yeah, I didn't mind because the meter was running. I didn't mind paying at all.
Yeah.
And so he takes me to a different hotel. I remember vividly, like the guy was out there like smoking a cigarette, and then he checks me in, like, and I ask, like, how much is it for a night? It's like 68. I'm like, yeah, I can do 68.
Super 8.
No, it was actually a decent hotel. Nah, maybe.
It's a motel.
As long as I had a bed, like I just wanted to sleep.
Yeah, that's why I didn't care. Yeah.
So then it's like 68. So then the cab driver, mm-hmm. realized like I'm an international student. Like, okay, I'm new to the U.S.
Oh.
So he started asking me while the guy was checking me in in the hotel, and he's like, hey, where are you going? I told him like, okay, Northwestern Oklahoma State University, and he puts that in a GPS.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, it's about, I think it was like 200 something miles.
200 miles.
Yes, 200 miles. Yeah, 200 miles. And he was like, okay, this is how far it is.
Did you know anything about miles?
No.
So he said 200 miles. What do you think?
I just know it was 3 hours away.
That's what you know. It's like, because miles.
So he was like, it's about 3 hours away. And he was like, usually it would cost this much. He put in the calculator so that it would cost you $322 for me to take you there if you want to get there right away.
What time was this at this time?
This midnight. Is at midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And, but it was like, oh, but I'll give you a deal. I'll take you there for $250. Remember, again, I do the
converting back. In Rwandan francs. I used to do the same.
Man, yeah. So I'm like, what? That's like a flight to like a whole different place. Like, $250 for a cab for just like, nah, I was like,
$50.
For some reason, I just said, no, I'm good. I'll just sleep here for the night. They'll come pick me up in the morning.
Okay.
And that was it.
$250.
So then, I think I had some. And then I get to my room. I go to a vending machine. And I got some some donuts, and Mountain Dew. I remember because Mountain Dew was the only drink that I was familiar with. Mountain Dew.
How are you familiar with Mountain Dew?
We have that in a backpack.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So
yes,
then
yes.
I got Mountain Dew and some powdered donuts. I remember it was like three of them in a little pack.
Yeah.
Ate that, showered, slept. I was like, okay, now I can like breathe. I'm like, I told my brother, like, hey, I arrived in a hotel. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to call the school in the morning.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to find me at the airport.
Right.
So then I sleep. I wake up.
Were you able to charge your phone?
No. Actually, no. I did not. I think I just slept. In the morning is when I started like calling the school. Calling the school and nobody was still picking up. So then I'm panicking because like checkout time is 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
I wake up at 10 starting to call.
Yeah,
nobody's picking up. So now I don't want to spend another $68 in a hotel.
Yeah.
So then the guy at the reception, a receptionist was like nice enough to let me use a charger.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was able to charge my phone and for like while I was waiting in the lobby.
Yeah.
So I checked out and then I waited there till like noon. And my brother was like, I kept telling him like nobody's picking up at the school.
Yeah.
So he was like, because I kept calling the international student office.
Right.
So then he
what
was
day
like,
was this? Do you remember? Or
I believe it was a Saturday.
Of course, so nobody's gonna pick up.
The Saturday? Offices are closed. I think it was a Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It might have been a Thursday or a Saturday. One of those.
It's what 10 years ago. I even applaud you. You. But this is where you realize that you only remember the feelings. You don't remember all the details. But man, how you felt. You that never goes away.
So then I called the school itself.
Right.
And then I asked him, can you transfer me to international student office? That went through.
Oh.
That went through. So I was like, phew. So now they were like, oh, actually somebody's on their way to the airport. They're going to pick up some students.
Somebody else, yeah.
What's your address? You just said earlier about addresses. I gave the phone to the guy. Like, could you please tell me this address? And then the guy.
Your English is good right now. You're communicating.
What I'm saying right now is not what I was saying at the time. That's how I whatever I said, I can't remember. But I said it in a whole different way.
Now I'm curious to know, like, what happened when you got to class and now you're studying this.
Now that's a whole different story. But. Okay, so like I gave the phone to the guy, like, hey, what's the address? Because I don't even know how to read the address.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like
numbers
and streets. And like,
streets. Yeah, it's always abbreviated. It doesn't even like road. It's RD.
So yeah, the guy
ST. Yeah, sometimes you just don't know.
He gives the address.
Yeah.
I get picked up. I'm like, I'm safe.
They picked you up at the hotel. Okay, that was like, pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right.
Now
back to the excitement again. Back to I am here.
No, that was the reality check. Oh, but first thing I remember, I forgot to mention, like my Welcome to America thing, like my first time stepping out of the airport and going actually like outside in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Man, I think it was in August.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma is like humid.
Mm-hmm.
And this warm air hit my like I stop breathing for like 2 seconds. Because like it was.
Yeah, it's heavy.
And then
it's
I'm
the
like.
Same feeling I had.
I'm looking for like some skyscrapers. I'm like, I only see like two buildings. I'm like, bro, am I in the right state? Because you think America looks like, America, you know, what you see on
New
TV.
York,
what we grew up seeing on TV, LA, Chicago,
right.
The downtown. Man, I'm like, ooh, okay.
Wait, Oklahoma. I've never been to Oklahoma, so I don't know what you're talking about. Ooh. But it doesn't have skyscrapers.
And then, yeah.
But you can't even see them from the airport.
I could see them. Like at this, when Oklahoma is like very flat.
Okay.
Like you can see like 2 miles away. Like
2 miles.
Just everything is flat.
And to the airport, you're like, I only see two of them.
Yeah. So and then we drive to school with some other students.
Yeah.
We get to school orientation. Orientation. And then I have to get checked out into the dorms.
Right.
So they check me in some dorms. While I was doing my application.
Yeah.
School application, I picked a dorm.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got it. Like, how was it for you? Like, how did
for
you?
For us, all the freshmen had the same dorm.
Oh,
so
okay.
All freshmen are put. So there is a, we had a building, like the dorms. They were all for freshmen and sophomores. So that's, you have no choice. You just go in. And that one didn't even have AC. And the air you just talked about is the same feeling I got when we walked outside the airport. It was heavy. It was humid. It was the first time, like, what is this? But man, we didn't have no AC in the room. Yeah, it was that bad. Like, the freshmen just put you in the building like that. It was,
Damn, like for the
people
whole
would just
semester,
have to.
like.
Yes, the whole semester, the whole year. What are you talking about? Yeah, and then as a sophomore, you move on to the same. It's just another side of the other building, but it.
Economy plus.
Yeah, pretty much. But we only had a fan outside at the top. We just had the fan, but
No
man,
AC?
no AC at all. No, I still.
So
I
you
feel
mean to tell
like
me like through August, September,
yeah.
like there was no AC
No,
whatsoever?
nothing. It was August, September. I think the first 2 months after that, it's just
Because it
cold.
gets
Yeah,
colder,
it gets
yeah.
cold. We had a heater though,
Wow.
but we did not have no AC. We just had a fan that was at the top. And I remember because when I got there, same thing. They dropped you. First of all, my trip was just 1 hour. It wasn't that far, but it felt long because I was like, they did tell me though it was gonna be a long drive. But I just didn't know how. Like, we rarely drive long distances back home. Everything is just close, and it takes longer minutes because of the traffic, right?
Yeah,
It, you know
but it's
where it's
just like
going.
mileage-wise, it's not that
Mileage,
long.
yes. Oops, keep using mileage. I didn't know anything about my
Kilometers-wise.
kilometers. Why? Yes, at that time I didn't know anything about mileage, but we kept driving. I remember it was, first of all, yes, they're speeding. It's cool. I can see it's moving fast. Everything's 70 or 80 miles an hour. Once again, I didn't know what it was miles,
You just
but
saw the number.
I just saw the number. I'm like, wow, like we going through, but we kept going. I landed in Pittsburgh, so we went. Oh, so it's
So you
nice.
saw a
It's a good
city.
city. I saw a city. I'm like, yeah, this is what I'm gonna study. Nope. Just kept moving away from the city. We got to see cornfields, we got to see forests, and then welcome to the Wild West, something like wild something about
Midwest?
West Virginia. No, it wasn't Midwest, but a wild something because West Virginia,
Oh, I see
how
the
when
sign
you
when you're
walk in,
driving like
yeah, when you
on a
drive in the
highway.
States, yes. Anytime you're about to cross that border from one state to another, there's a sign that says something about the
The
state you're
state.
coming in.
Yeah, I got
And
you.
it has the wild something. I don't remember. And I'm glad I don't remember because I'm trying to just block
Block
everything
that
about West Virginia. But it was some of my best memories, of course, because it's 4 years there since you meet a community. So shout out to that, but it stays there. So we drive, they drop me in front of the dorm. They had the RA, so this is like a student representation for the entire dorms. So there is an RA that is there, that is ready because for some reason everything was just arranged. I just got there, they're like, oh, you Christian? It's like they already know your name. Christian, I'm this, I'm this. Come on in, I'm gonna show you your room. You're gonna meet your roommate. And then I walk in. That kid, I'm like, glad now I can see my roommate. See, like he just trying to stress me. I mean, I was stressful a little bit, but the excitement was over, over pre I don't know, how do you say it? It was more than the stress. So he was like, I was more excited than stress because, well, I'm in
I
America.
got
It
you.
doesn't matter. When there's nothing that is gonna stress me. It's just for a little bit. You tell me all this. I'm like, what? I'm supposed to do that? But I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm here. For
That's why
just a little
you
minute,
gotta
I'm
move on your
here.
pace. That's one thing,
Yes, I'm
like,
like, I'm here, man. That's all that
yeah.
matters. So I walk in, they show me my room. The guy was half Burundian, half Rwandan, so it was pretty cool. Immediately we started speaking Kinyarwanda, asking the phone because you good, man? You tired? Get some water. I know it's been a long week for you because we're gonna get to the jobs and managing all the stress and finding some sleep, some
Anyway, I
naps in the
apologize.
afternoon. Yeah, you better.
He put me to sleep with like all the long
God,
stories.
so
My
I'm
bad, my
that
bad, my bad, my bad,
boring?
my bad, my bad.
Oof.
No. You say talk. It's
Because
been
I
a long
got to
day.
school, you're like, yeah, I don't want to listen to
No, I. Anyway.
Anyways,
That's beside the point. Okay, so you get to school. What
get to
day is it? And
school.
then when is
I
your
think it was on
orientation?
a Wednesday. Orientation was the next day. So I meet the guy. I would talk. He was cool, man. We still even have contact for a little bit, so we do chat even once in a while. But he was my first college roommate, and yeah, so the next day was orientation. So yeah, even the guy was like, okay, so tomorrow is orientation. They tell me the name of the building. I'm like, I don't know where that building is. I'm like, what? You have to go to that building. Your roommate knows. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I have somebody at least who's gonna take me. And then as we were just sitting, so he had been there, I think, 2 weeks earlier. So he already knew a few people. And then he had also went to school in America as well. He had gone to like high school here. So he kind of knew everything. So he showed me around. We talked. I was starving here. Bro, I was starving, but I was tired. I wanted to sleep. Like, we got there, I think around 7 or 8, but it was sunny outside.
PM? Yeah.
Yeah, so it was sunny, man. I'm like, it's 8 p.m. I
I
want to
know.
sleep, but like, how do I sleep with the sun up? Because
That's a good
back
one,
home,
yeah.
that's one of the things that the first
Like,
thing that you know when the sun is going down is like, okay,
and
it's
it's
time to
almost
get.
always at the same time,
Yeah, it's
like
always it's
clockwork.
like, yeah, 6 p.m. or something
You
close
never
to.
have 8 p.m. and sun is still up.
Nah,
Yeah.
man. I'm trying to sleep, but I'm like, it's hot, first of all. It's still sunny. I'm like, how do I go to sleep like this? But I think because I was too tired, I just fell asleep. He had an extra sheet, bed sheets that he gave me, so I was able to do that. But I didn't have my bag, so in the morning he showed me where to shower. We had the common shower. You just go. He already had a few things that I was able to use, so
Okay.
he was, shout out to him.
And you still,
So
at this time,
I
have
still
not
don't have
eaten.
my bags.
You still haven't eaten yet. Yeah.
I ate through the, what is it? No. When I landed to Pittsburgh,
Pittsburgh.
I went to McDo, man. That's something I was looking forward to.
I
Oh!
feel like almost every person who has not had a chance to have McDonald's, that's the
McDonald's,
first
that's the
thing that comes
first
to
thing.
mind.
Their
America.
marketing, man, for some reason, like, it's the only thing you see, and that's the only
Yeah.
thing you know, so you're just excited about it. You don't realize just how big marketing it is here. But back home, you see it, it's like, yeah, I want to have it. But once you get here, man, everything is just about marketing. Every
Yeah.
brand is just advertising this. Everybody's just putting their business in front of you,
What did you
and it's
what did
caught
you buy?
quarter pounder. I still remember. I had a $50 bill that my godfather gave me. Yeah, yeah. My godfather's like,
You're
hey,
like, I
say
got money,
hi.
give me
And
some
then
of that,
yeah,
give me some
so,
of
like people that were pulling me to give me advice or just to talk to me and say, hey, to go do this. No, they told me the same thing. It's like, you're going to represent your family. You're going to represent your country. You're going to do this. So stay on the line. Do what you need to do. And also just have fun. So, yeah, my cousin told me that,
Oh, your
and
cousin, okay.
my uncle, like, oh yeah, my older cousins told me that. Have fun. And then my uncle, and then my godfather pulled me away, and then he's like, here, this is for you, and I
A
wish you
little thing
best
for your
luck.
trip.
This is, yes, I wish you best luck. I still remember $50 bill I gifted to McDonald's. He looked at me. I didn't know, just it was just a
He was like,
$3
you
thing.
got money,
Yeah, it's a
money.
quarter pound. I'm like, what? It's just a $3 thing, you know, or a 3.5 something. And then he gave me change with all the quarters, and
You
I
didn't know
don't
how to
know what
count.
the
Yeah.
count of, even up to now I still have to remember. Okay, so this is the I don't use quarters. I used to keep them in the car because that's how you use to pay parking.
Parking.
I know the big one, that's the one, that's it. This is the one. But it took me a while to know how much it was. So yeah, like
Oh man.
four of them make $1. And Joe, it took me a while to know how to
That's
count
why it's a
those
quarter.
quarters. Yeah, I know, for sure. I
I
didn't know all that. Like, I did
know
one
that
plus one, it
it
was like,
clicked. Yeah,
what?
it clicked a little
What?
bit later as well. But
Yeah,
okay,
but
so you get to Pittsburgh, you get
Pittsburgh, I
you
gave my quarter
do you get a
pounder. I
drink or
ate
no?
it. Of course, Sprite. That was always my
Yes,
go-to. Sprite back
Sprite.
then. Sprite was my drink
So
back
then they
home.
drove you to your
Drive for
school.
1 hour, we
Okay.
get there,
So you
dorm
sleep, you
check-in,
wake up in
wake
the
up in the
morning, you go to
morning,
orientation.
go to orientation,
What
some of
was
the
your
guys
experience
there.
like at orientation?
First of all, I like to dress up. I was not wearing my clothes. So it was already the first thing.
Yeah,
I'm
he
like,
likes
I
to
don't
dress up.
know. So I'm there. I'm just showing up with just a few things that my roommate, shout out to him for even helping me. So I'm wearing that. And then,
Remember his name, by
so
the way?
yeah, of course. But once again,
Okay.
since there is no like, hey, because Ron is small, so I might say something, everybody knows who it is, he is. So he did not accept, or I didn't ask him if I can say the name. So that's why I'm
Yeah,
trying to keep the
I got you.
privacy, and that's something that I think we're gonna continue to do. So as we do give stories, unless they are here to provide their own side, because I might say, hey, shout out to him, and he hates me, which I don't think so, but you never know. But everybody have their own side of stories, and the fact that we know so many people, I mean, we know we it kind of gets small. So, and I might say a name, and everybody or somebody
Yeah,
might
I
know
got you.
him.
I got you.
So, I'm trying to keep that privacy. So,
Okay.
yes, I still remember, I still have his phone number. We still even talk
That's
from time to
cool.
time. So, yeah, it's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, so we get to orientation. They put us in groups. I get separated from him. I'm like, I'm screwed. I'm on my own, so I get separated from him. I'm in my own group now. They start walking us around, they're showing us the buildings, and then we ended up now sitting in front of laptops, and then everybody has to log in into this school board. It's where you see your classes, it's where you see that. So You already have your email, your school email, so that's something that they were like, okay, so what's your name? So they give you that school email for you.
Yeah,
So
you're
they gave
right.
me that. This is where you log in. Everybody had the default password. They helped us log in, and then they're like, okay, now your major. This is gonna be what's your major? What are you whatever declared for? That way they can show you what room to go to see your advisor. And through that, I went to see my advisor. So they help you through the email and log in into that portal because that's where you're gonna see all your classes. So they send me to the professor. I don't remember his name. That I don't remember. It was physics because he was a physics head of department for the physics.
Excuse me.
For the physics department. So he
Yeah.
was ahead of that. And then I got there and then he's like, okay, welcome freshman, log in to this portal. If you're all declared, if you don't know yet, I'll recommend for you to choose the core classes first, but you still need to take a math and the physics because those are gonna be the main important and you don't wanna stay behind. So make sure you choose a math class and make sure you choose a physics one physics class.
Off the bat,
Yeah,
damn.
those two classes have to be, but even when I moved to computer science, like I said, I did transfer. I did change my major, but physics was needed. So the first two classes, yes, math, make sure you choose one math and one class. So Calc 1 was my first class for math and Physics 1 was my first. And then the other ones were, I think, English, one English. And then they also told us to choose less credits. That way you can adjust the system. And the next semester you can choose more. So I chose 12 credits, including math and those. And then what I wish I've known was at least talk to my people, like some of the international students, but I didn't know many. But choosing a class without knowing who's gonna give that class, like without knowing the professor, is one of the hardest things to do
Man,
in college.
shoo, yeah.
Because some of the professors are very hard. Some of the they have every just like you when you go to work, you have your own method to
To
do
do
your
things,
job. Yeah,
yeah.
so even some teachers have different methods where students don't align with them. And the other thing that I liked is after you get to know some people, they tell you these professors are gonna bring back the same exams. So you choose a class that you know you don't have to study that much. You still gotta put in the work, but when the finals or the exams come, you know those gonna they're gonna come back. So you're just gonna study. Even if they do change some things, it's just a minor thing. As long as you know what the questions are, you know the process to resolve them because that's the best thing. So I didn't know that time though. So we just chose classes and there. But my second semester, shout out to the Congolese there because man, our social life and the education, everything wouldn't have been the same if it wasn't for that community,
Shout
man.
out, shout
So
out.
shout out to the Congolese back there. We still talk to them, some of you, but choosing those classes, man, that's one thing I would change. My first, I would just go back, ask the ones that have been there, the seniors or the sophomores, the people who are taking the same classes, is like, who's the best teacher? Who did you like?
Yeah.
Who has the, because those are the little things that
More
you
easygoing
yes. It's like,
professors.
yeah, please tell me. Yeah. So, but on my second semester, I was able to do it. But how was your experience once you got there? Did you
Dog.
orientation the same week or did
Now
you?
that I remember, like you talk about all, I remember orientation was on a Saturday, I believe. So I think I got there on a Thursday. So as soon as I got to my school in the afternoon, like maybe 3 p.m. ish, they take me to the dorms. They had already, like, I think I had chosen a different dorm, but they took me to a whole different one. But like, I don't know why. But you could always choose to like transfer to a different dorm after one semester, which I
Really?
did. But like, yeah, the first one
You
was
didn't
like,
like the first one? What was the?
it was like an athlete's dorm.
Oh, you
So
didn't
like,
know.
yeah.
Isn't that that's motiv that motivates you for you to be also part of them?
I mean, the dorms there like went a little bit different. Like they were more like you were like on a whole row that had like
Yes.
maybe eight, maybe 12 to 16 rooms, doors
Yeah, it's like one here, one
that
here,
shared
one
like a, you
here, one.
know, a bigger bathroom
Yeah. Oh, yeah, same. Yeah.
versus like a whole different dorm that I had wanted to apply to, which I didn't even know which one I just chose.
Yeah.
But that one had like suites, so you had three rooms that shared a bathroom, and it was in a
Oh,
suite
so in the
itself.
suite.
So it was
Oh,
much more like private
like
than,
private and the cleaner.
yeah,
Yeah.
probably you get to clean your own bathroom.
Yeah.
In that one, we didn't have to clean our bathroom because somebody had to do
You
it.
do
Like,
it
is
because it's
it?
for everybody.
Yeah.
16 rooms,
So
yeah.
yeah, I get there, put my stuff there. I did have some bed sheets to use on my little twin bed. So
Yeah, twin bed.
I
Oh.
put that on there, And then I think there was quite a few students from Nepal who were there. International students, you always like
Click
start click right
immediately.
away.
Say, yeah, of course. It's like in the we're in
Have
the,
the same
we're on the
trouble,
same boat. Yeah.
same trouble. So like you're okay.
How do you call that? By association, like trauma bonding.
So like these guys were pretty cool, and like I think three of them or four of them, one of them was my roommate. They're like, "Oh, we're going to McDonald's. They have been there before." And there was a like as soon as I was pulling up to the school, I saw
You saw
McDonald's,
the sign,
so,
yeah.
like right
That
next to the
sign be
school.
huge,
I
right?
was like,
You can miss
"Yes,
it.
I
I
like
get
at
to
least
try.
there's a McDonald's." So like, I went there, and the first thing that I tried was McChicken.
McChicken.
And you guys know to this day, because I remember like when we first met, like after we had been to the US,
Yeah.
you guys didn't know about a McChicken.
No, I did not.
And it was like the cheapest option.
I
So like
didn't.
I went with
The
McChicken.
cheapest.
It
Because
was like
it's
a dollar or
cheap.
something like that. And I tasted it, it was like really good. So
Right.
that was my go-to. Even to this day, if I go to a drive-through, that's what
McDonald's.
I'm grabbing.
I don't eat McDonald's no more. I go for
Okay.
fries.
Yeah, their fries are good, but like McChicken is like was my always my go-to.
McChicken's. You
And
knew? How did you know about the McChicken?
those students recommended, because
Oh,
like they
they
had been there. They were
Oh.
there for like 2 days before me.
Oh, so they.
So I go there, I'm like, "Oh, this is nice." It was like in the evening. It was walkable distance. So I
Oh, so
would
you
go
all
there.
walked together. They didn't
Yeah,
have
we
no cars
walked.
yet.
No. I mean, my town was like small.
Small,
Like the Walmart was like, I'm gonna tell Tori another time.
okay.
But Walmart was like 2 miles away, max. So you could
Please don't tell
drive
me
like
you
five.
walked smart. Oh! Wait, can you change 2 miles into kilometers? That way people
So
have
2 miles,
like
because a mile is like 1.5 kilometers, give or take. That's my a good. So like it's like 3 kilometers, three
You
point five.
walked 2 miles with the groceries?
No, that's a whole different
That's
story. That's a
a
whole
All right,
different
keep
story.
going the first
So
week, yeah.
then I get my Mickey D's. I always make jokes like it's the best steakhouse in the country. So
You play, man.
we eat, and then I'm like, okay.
Yo, you ate at the McDonald's.
Yeah, and so we have orientation in a couple of days. I attend orientation, so now I was eager to start seeing people, because like, when I got there, like the
You wanted
campus was
to,
still
yeah.
empty. So I was like, okay, what do I do? But once I get to classes, now I start having a routine. It's
Right.
like I'm seeing people. This is what I'm doing instead of being stuck in the room and just with my thoughts. So I was like,
Right.
let's not do that.
Yeah.
And there was no Wi-Fi in my room yet, because I had to like get a router. Because the only place that had a Wi-Fi was the lobby. So I would just sit there and just be on WhatsApp, texting family, like, "Hey, I'm good. This is what things are like so
Yeah.
far." I had to
Did
get a
I
phone
have a
number.
common Wi-Fi for the
But it was
dorm?
in the lobby. It's
It was
always in
in
the
the
lobby.
lobby only?
I thought every dorm does that. So you have to buy your own like modem and router in your room to set it up. They have the plugs and everything, but you have to like buy the stuff to set it up to
No,
where you
you're
can have
making me
Wi-Fi.
think. What do I think? I would never dig
No,
that.
you have to get, at least as far as I'm concerned, every room has to get their own materials of router to set up your Wi-Fi. But
Didn't.
anyway,
Yeah.
so we do orientation, we split into groups and all that. And I had forgotten, until you told the story, I had forgotten about like advisors and stuff.
Yeah.
But I have to enroll to cl in
Enroll.
classes
Yeah.
before school starts, because I think
Right.
my school started
It's
August
Saturday, you didn't.
18th. I didn't get there until August 14th, so I
Yes,
got there like
I.
4 days early.
Yeah.
So you have to enroll in classes, and I think the default advisor was the international student advisor.
Oh, they have an
Like
international student. Oh, yeah, there's a representative. There's a
every school
representative
has to
for the
have
student. Yes.
designated student DSO,
DSO.
designated student
I don't know
officer.
what that means.
Yeah,
Yeah.
something like that. But okay, she enrolled me in classes, like basic classes, I believe.
Right.
She put me in some classes, and she put me in general biology. I was a biology major to start with,
Yeah.
and she put me in general biology and a music class.
Well, she did it for you
Like,
as you were
okay, this is,
sitting there
yeah.
at
She was like,
the.
okay, you need these classes, this and that and that and that. What's your
Right.
major in it? You know, she and then you have to take that little piece of paper to the a hold,
Advisor.
no, to finance office or something like that, and then they will enroll you in classes.
Oh,
Not
that's.
finance, but like there's a whole office where you have to like take that piece of paper where you wrote your classes you're gonna take, and they're gonna put those classes in the system.
In the system for
That's when
you.
you, then you are enrolled.
Oh,
And
that's
yeah, it's a
different.
finance office, because they make sure that you up to date with your payments.
With every. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, it was automatic.
So yeah, it was one of those things. And also you enroll, and you gotta go through the that same weekend, actually, orientation, we had to take an assessment test. Assessment test. So it was like for them to know your level of math and English. And then depending on the score you get, it was like you sit down there for like an hour and a half.
What?
You do like writing
right.
and math exam. And depending on what score, because they have like a minimum score you have to get. And then you either take a class for, I think, English as second language,
mm-hmm.
which you pay for, but it doesn't count towards your graduation credits.
Really?
So it's just like wasting money.
Yeah.
Same thing with math. You take an intermediate college algebra or something like that. It would be like 5-hour class.
I never did that.
So we had to take that. And math, of
during
course.
During orientation? So you just change your class yeah. and then boom, you have to do
it. No, before assessment. I could take classes, I had to take that test. And then take the score to my advisor. And then they see if I passed, if it was a pass or fail type thing. Like, okay, you got the below the...
Were you prepared to do
that? I didn't even know that was going to be a thing.
Oh.
I did not know that was a thing. I just followed everybody and everybody was taking a test.
Like I'm doing.
And we were writing things and then did the math. Math I did excellent, of course. I'm like, math is math. But English, and let's just say, I was very anxious with when everybody was typing. I'm like, I'm just like picking beans. You know how we call it?
Oh, yeah. On the keyboard. It's like, where's H?
And everybody's like,
where's A?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, where's it?
But thankfully, I passed. So otherwise, I would have had to pay like five credit hours that didn't count. So it was like a waste of money.
Yeah, it's just for you. Is it? Oh, yeah. I think for us, it was because...
How do they determine if they put you in a class to learn English or not?
I went to an English school.
Okay, so maybe so that's why. Maybe that's why you were able
but
to like,
I
transfer.
I know we had most of the Congolese, they would do English as a second language, even the people from Cameroon as well. It was you would have to take those English classes before
you know any college class.
College classes.
Yeah, so I was like, my bad if it was too loud, but I was like, I just saved me some money. Because I'm like, I could not imagine having
to take... So you couldn't speak, but you were able to pass the...
Yeah, we could... remember, we could always write. We took English classes like since we were kids. I knew the correct tenses. I knew every... Like,
oh, the correct... that was just how it is? It was just an assessment
like,
for tenses?
Just like I took the SAT.
Oh, right.
I don't even know why I took that test because I took the SAT and the passing score.
But that's another
score.
Thing. Why would you have
But to anyway, I still took... I don't know if I was supposed to take it or not, but I took it and I passed.
Great.
So then I get enrolled in some biology classes, and then that's when, like, okay, school starts now.
Yeah.
And in that first week, I go to the general biology class, and they're talking about, like, the syllabus day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about, like, oh, you need these books, you need this and that and that. And the professor, one of the things he said, like, hey, if you're a biology major, you do not need to take this class. So then I'm like, I'm a biology major.
What am I doing here?
So then I was like, so after the class... I was like, oh, you mentioned like if you're a biology major, I don't need to take the class. He was like, yeah. What's your major? I'm like this. And then can I see your, I can't remember what we called the little pamphlet paper, but like I showed him like, oh, this class is like, oh no, this is, we can't be taking that. So, and then he was like, fortunately, like he was so nice that he went downstairs and talked to a chemistry professor for me.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this student is in this class because... I went to a music class.
You went to a music class? Wait,
because that's one of the first classes that I was enrolled into. And
wait, your student at the international one enrolled you in music class?
Because it's like a it fell under like the humanities class. You can take like sociology classes.
Oh,
so that was one of the classes like that she
classes. Yeah.
Like gen ed is what we call it, general education classes.
Okay.
And so it was like introduction to music. But my syllabus day, like these folks are naming like musical instruments that I've never heard of. And part of the things we had to do for that class was to go to a concert, like a musical concert or whatever, and be able to like write a report. And I was like, I gotta take anything but this class.
Yeah, you're pretty lucky that the teacher was like, you don't belong here.
I legit, all the classes that I was enrolled into, I changed them after 1 week. And I went to, like, I took zoology. I got into general chemistry. I started, like, 1 week late in my classes. They had already done the syllabus. And
you got 4.0. We know you. All right. You're not worried
so
about
like,
it.
The professor, the chemistry professor was like, Because that's what one of the things that I want to highlight is going to a small school, there's like less red tape or less restrictions. So yeah. Most bigger schools, like if you have not taken college algebra, they will not let you enroll into like a chemistry class. Or if you have not taken calculus,
oh, there are classes that will not prerequisites. Yes.
But he was like, he just legit asked me like, can you solve an equation, solve for X?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, then you should be good. And that was the whole conversation. Yeah. So he let me into the class like one week in, and I didn't even know like, okay, you have to buy this software for online homework and all this.
Software. Online
homework.
For me, it was computer classes. You would have to buy. So this is where when you start buying books. There are some you can download on online. So there are some, like when you start your class, they give the first week of classes is just as you go. Everybody's giving you a syllabus. You're getting to know your professor. They give you the guidelines and the expectations of the class and how it's going to go. How many tests? So the first week is just syllabus and telling you books.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some where you don't need to buy the books. You, like I said, you can go to a different student who had it and they can give it to you, or they can sell it for lower. Much lower price.
100%.
Depending on who it is. Mm-hmm. Some of them be like, yeah, you're buying. Yeah, I'm not giving you my book. But again, shout out to the Congolese, man. They give you for free. But then for computer classes, specifically computer science, the books would have a CD that had one code that you can only use once.
Exactly, yeah.
Those ones you had no other options. You have to buy the new one because all the tests, all the homeworks, all the assignments, everything is going to be on that CD.
Yeah.
And the professor is going to always use that. And that's where I say, Evan, please. I just say, can you run?
He went back to his roots.
I'll never forget. But yeah, if there is a way to talk to people before choosing classes, because that's one of the 100%. Best things
that's
to
a
do
great
as
advice.
Anything. Like, before choosing the classes, talk to people who have been there before. Talk to people who have taken the classes before. Talk to people who've and the same major as you. Yeah. There's a little bit ahead.
Especially international students who like...
Yes.
Because for me, I had a lot of relate. Like... We had a lot of like students from Ghana.
Yeah.
And they were like... 2 years or a year ahead of me. So like, and they're mostly the same major as me.
Yes.
So then I'll ask and they will just
give you free that information.
So that helped
this
tremendously.
This is the teacher that is going to help you. This is the teacher that is going to do this. Don't take that. Last time I took, and then they orient you or they guide you in a better way to take those classes. Like I said, some of them would repeat with the same exams. They'll come back every year. It comes back the same way. Mm-hmm. So you already have the exam. The only thing that you have to do is just solve that before. So talk to... how do you call them? Like just the older peeps. Just the older people that
the OGs.
Just talk to the OGs, man, in your same major. That way they're gonna guide you because it's easier that way. I think that's one of the other things that once you finish college is, do I choose a mentor? Because if you have somebody who's been through the same thing as you've been through, it saves you time. Like, it's good to figure it out because you feel accomplished at the end of the day. But, bruh, the struggle? It's like, the mental health, like, just the toll that it takes on you. Sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it's not. It does build your character, though. It does give you that sense of, yes, I got to do this for me and I can do it. You feel accomplished at the end of the day.
And
you feel more confident. But sometimes, man, if somebody can guide you, why not take that free advice?
Yeah, and take that hand.
Take that hand. Sometimes you don't even know how to ask for help, though. That's another thing that you got to learn.
One of the adjustments.
It's like...
The cultural adjustments. Cultural adjustments.
Back home,
we
have to figure it out.
And we're going to talk about some of those like adjustments or culture shocks, adjustments in our next episodes coming up. But one of the things you mentioned, like having the predecessors or like OGs ahead of you, one of the first things they told me was CLEP exam. I don't know if people know about CLEP exam.
CLEP.
It was like some college board, like you could test out of classes. So my school, one of the requirements was you had to take a foreign language.
Yeah.
And I was like, I already know French. I don't even need to study.
That's not something I don't understand. Like, you're already foreign. So you
but it's like part
language.
Of like the school
curriculum.
Like policy, for me, call it policy. But everybody was taking Spanish class or would take like
French,
something. They didn't offer. No, they only offered Spanish.
Oh, Spanish?
So I was like, I'll sign up for test out, and it was 4 credit hours. Mm-hmm. And if you remember from previous episodes, I mentioned I paid by the hour.
So the more hours
I took, the more money I paid. So I'm like, I paid. I remember $100. I think it was $80 for the test and $20 for the center where you take the test.
So $100.
$100.
And that I passed. Saved you how much?
$1,400. In time, because then the time I would have used to take Spanish, I'd take another class.
So you were,
So like, that was one of the first things.
Most, so what time did they tell you that you can do the CLEP exam? Like,
well, that was one of the first things they told me, like, in the first week.
So the first week, you're already making friends?
And Like, going to the cafeteria, like, you look for, like, the table with the African kids.
That's where you go sit.
That's where I'm sitting.
Yeah, that's why you have a...
Even if I might not understand what they're saying, but I'm like, I feel at home a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, you feel like you belong.
That feeling where you just, like, because you go to the cafeteria, you have a board. Is it, how do you call it? A board, like, and then you put plates on it.
Yeah.
And then you're walking around. It's like, where do I sit? You have a tray. Thank you. So you have a tray, you're just walking around.
Like, where am I going to sit?
Like, where am I going to sit?
Yeah.
For me, I was walking, and then this guy from Cameroon, he looked at me, he's like, you're African. So he's like, just sit. So he didn't know I spoke French, though, but he was like, oh, just sit. And then he was like, oh, where are you from? And then we started talking, and then he's like, oh, he's like, great. Like, people, the Africans, man, they are the
nicest
people.
They looked out.
Shout out to them, because the social life we had, it was just because of them. They organized everything. They even took care of us, like, even those, like, just somebody seeing you that you're struggling to figure out where, and then somebody just calls you, like, come sit down, because, first of all, you're not just in the new school, you're in the new country. For me, like, what I understand now why my mom was worried, man. Like, you're excited, like, everything is going to be, like, I'm just here for the adventure. But, man, things can just go wrong at any time, because I have a few friends, once again, I'm not going to mention names, I have a few people who went back home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they come here, you're here to study, but...
It just hits you hard.
You're just here. If you don't have that community that just surrounds you and is able to welcome you, because, once again, Americans, they somehow, everybody's just... They're in their own zone.
It's more like individualistic.
It's like, yeah, it's, exactly. It's like, I'm just there, I'm just doing this. For some reason, they're able to make friends among themselves, especially if you go to a smaller school, then they somehow also distance themselves from you. Because if you go to a smaller school where... Like, it's completely isolated, where it's in a small city, where people are not exposed to foreigners.
Diverse.
Yes, the diversity. So from sometimes it's, they're going to distance themselves because they don't know you. They also never somehow been exposed before. Mm-hmm. So they're just completely, you're just there by yourself. So if you don't have that community, it can just be very, very.
Them thoughts can be...
It's like, I'm here by myself. Like, what do I do? So I have a few friends who went back home after a few semesters because it was just hard on themselves.
Oh, no, yeah. So we know quite a few folks, man. Yeah. And that's the thing, because we come from a place where, like, you know how they say here, like, kids are raised by a community.
Right.
Legit, like,
back home, that's what it is.
So then, like, your neighbor can whoop you behind.
and tell your father, you're going to do the same, too.
So then, like... That's one of the culture shocks where, like, you used to, like, community, people looking out for you, and then now, like, okay,
I'm on my own.
True. But that's one of the beautiful things of being, like, a kid, because you're not worried about the future. You're just, like, in that moment
I'm like, here. The anxiety,
what's going to happen tomorrow, whatever.
This is where.
But, yeah, so, like, I did, like, when I got to my school, I remember, like, saying, like, some of the things that I wish I had done was go to a school that had at least one or two Rwandans.
You know,
who would easily, like, help with the transition, because that transition can be tough.
But you had Africans still, they helped.
But I still, like, same. First, like, you still have to speak English. Hey, bro, why are you laughing at my pain?
Because I don't know, you in America, you're supposed to. Or you can... I'm sorry, man. But it's funny... Because you're like, what did you expect?
But no, that's the thing. Like, so, like, if you had a rundown,
they would
talk to your language, then you can transition easily. For me, it was like...
I'm sorry. First of all, I'm sorry for laughing that loud. I know how hard it is.
To this day, it's too funny.
It is, but at the same time, it's not, because I was privileged. I was able, because when I switched, it was because my mom realized that.
I understood country. English. I watched English movies. I watched, like, NBA TV. That's one thing.
But that's enough. But when you have to talk, that's different.
Man.
But let me not. Yeah, I'm sorry once again for laughing.
No, no, there's no. This is all jokes, but it's just like we.
I know, but I just realized that I can't even mention. But I don't. It's speaking from a privileged
position. Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry for.
But like, I didn't mean like I wasn't unfamiliar with English, but it's just like
it's harder.
It's one thing to just connect with somebody who speaks your language. Like it's a whole different connection.
I know.
And so like having somebody who's can show you transition you into the new system. It might be smoother, but on the flip side, it forced me to just get out there and just like
be on your own, be independent.
And then I was like, okay, there's nothing else I can do. Like, I gotta speak English to survive. That's my only survival language.
Yeah.
And like,
it forced you to learn it faster.
Man, like he just threw you out there. So like, I started getting involved into like different clubs, like chemistry clubs or whatever, to that just be exposed to like a whole. I was like a little baby, so everything that I saw, like okay, this is how it's done.
I'm going.
So you would watch like what people say and what it says they say it.
Yeah.
So and then even though I don't understand what that word means, but I know how to use it.
Yeah.
So even to this day, that's how. So you'd be like, okay, that's how they say it and how in what it says they used it, and then you kind of
pissed.
Yes, exactly. But like, for sure, like. If you're thinking about applying to like abroad to any country at all, it's always nice to have some friends who can be there with you or somebody who's been there before you to offer guidance. But again, you don't want to put a burden on somebody who's been there. Like, oh, I want you to be my and show me everything.
That's
the thing. Like, you also have to be able to hold your own.
Yeah.
But like, it would have been nice to like. I was like, man, I wish I had gone to a school that had at least one or two rundowns, because you have the expectation or the excitement of like I'm coming to America.
Yeah.
But once you get there, oh, it hits you hits like, oh, you. So this is what I was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for me, we had quite a few Rundis. We had quite a few community there. But when I was there, it was just the guy, the roommate, and then one other girl. And then eventually a few people came, so we became I think 7 was the most we ever been, or 6, I think, as Rundans.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool, but the community that we had, man, I feel like Africans, yeah, you're right. It's you cannot compare to people from your own country. But I feel like when you have just Africans, just for some reason, it's enough.
Oh, yeah.
It just gives you that base.
You can relate.
You can relate. Like, again, trauma bonding. They understand what you're going through. If they have been there before you, that's even better. If they never been there before you and you're there, then you struggle together. And that also helps, because you have
like somebody. I'm not alone.
I'm not alone in this. And that gives you a different feeling. It's like, we're going to figure out. I'm not on my own. So this is good. Like, so when you have that, but a community is something that is definitely that is needed when you get here, because like I said, mental health is going to be a big thing, because you're not just adjusting to a new school, you're adjusting to a new country, you're adjusting to a new culture,
climate,
like everything is brand new. Like,
yeah,
you just don't even realize, like when you're back home, you just, I want to get there. But when you get here, like seeing just how much you have to adjust to, when you have a community, it's easier.
Yeah, 100%.
Everything
and
else.
Oh. Yeah, that's a perfect segue to what our next episode is going to be. Now, okay, we took you through our journey, like we applied to school, what made us come to America, what was the process of applying to different schools, to apply, go through the visa interview, getting the visa. Now we took it in today's episode about our travel experience coming to America for the first time, and then we got to our school first week at our school, what orientation,
choosing classes,
advisors, what to look out for, some of the things like testing out of exams, assessment test if you have to take one, like anticipating some things. But now, in our next few episodes going forward, we're going to start talking about like different adjustments. So culture shocks, what was some of the things you were used to versus how it was presented to you?
You already gave a preview. With that,
there's language barriers.
Yes,
language barriers.
But
and
coming back to that money though, like changing the dollar into random
exchanging currency. The currency. also, you know, knowing how to ask for help when you're not used to, like, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Finding your community and how the community can help transition into like a much better transition in life as an international student in the U.S. So again, this will conclude our another episode, third episode of Borderless Minds. Please go ahead and subscribe to our channel. turn on your notifications. That way you know when we're posting some new material. We're looking to get more engagement on social media, especially we just talked about like what was your first meal. We may have to come up with some sort of like post that ask what your first meal was when you first came to the US. But again, thank you very much for the support. Everything that you guys have done for us, go ahead and share that with a friend. That way they can do the same thing. But any closing words from you?
No, I think you getting better at this, man. I'm just sitting here now, so that's it. That you can close it. Keep going.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We'll see you next time with hopefully with a few more guests in before this year ends. So be on the lookout.
We do. Actually, are we allowed to say
anything? No, not yet. Not yet. Right. Not yet. We can't disclose. Nothing yet.
Okay. Then on that note.
See you next time. That's what, that way they can know what to expect.
All right.
All right.